It's time to let it ride.
Ooh, welcome everyone to the first and only sports gambling game show in the world. I'm your host, Sean Sackin' the Money Green. And tonight on Let It Ride, we celebrate DGens only by pitting two wannabe wise guys against one another in a sports gambling battle royale. After all, degeneracy loves company. Let's welcome the favorite. Last week, he kicked off two-time champion Kyle Watnell and learned how to pick a two-team teaser. If the US Army and Canadian Football League had an affair, this man would be their illegitimate son. Give it up for SGPN's own DFS dominatrix, Rod Villagomez. Rod, is it true you only learned who The Rock was after he bought the XFL?
You're doggone right. I didn't even know he cooked. I thought Russ was the only one in the world that cooked.
I do like Rod. He's got a little bit of Philip Rivers in him with that doggone and not using curse words. Appreciate it. You keeping it family friendly here, Rod?
Well, you know, I got to, because my kids listen to this show.
This is family friendly entertainment. And now for this week's underdog, he is the first Division I athlete to appear on Let It Ride, writes a weekly fantasy golf column for sportsgamblingpodcast.com, and still argues that Myles Garrett was framed for assaulting Mason Rudolph despite overwhelming video evidence to the contrary. Please welcome the Cleveland schemer, Matt Tusick. Matt, you wrestled for Virginia Tech. Be honest. Did you ever throw a match to settle a gambling debt?
You know, if there was lines on wrestling, I probably would, but unfortunately haven't found one yet.
You gotta go hardcore D-gens only to find some collegiate wrestling lines. And good luck to you, Rod, explaining to your kids why Cleveland Schemer is such a funny nickname. All right, quick review of how our game works. In round one, I test their sports gambling knowledge with trivia questions. In round two, we look at how many units each contestant won with their lock, dog, and tease from last weekend's action. And in the final round, they'll give us their best bets for the weekend. Whoever has more units come Monday morning will return next week to battle it out on Round one questions are worth 10 units. Rod, you're going to start us off this category. Back to the futures. According to our friends over at WinBet, again, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win, which city is the home of both the NBA and NHL teams with the longest title odds? Is it Detroit, Washington, DC, C, New York, or D, Minneapolis?
Ah, man, you know, I got to go with Washington, D.C. on this one. I think the Capitals are a long shot in any form. So, yeah, let's go with that.
Close. You're close there. It's actually the Red Wings. They're 125-1 to win the Stanley Cup, and the Pistons currently 500-1 to win the NBA title. Must be something in the water in Michigan. No, seriously, don't drink the water. Have you read the news? All right, Matt, you're up. This category is the Basketball Jones. Which NBA team started this season with the lowest projected win total, but is already 25% towards their over? Is it A, the Detroit Pistons, B, the Minnesota Timberwolves, C, your Cleveland Cavaliers, or D, the Oklahoma City Thunder? Is it the Pistons, the T-Wolves, the Cavs, or the Thunder, who are already 25% on their way to hitting that over?
You know, I feel like you're trapping me, but I'm going to go with Cavs. You know, they got five wins quick. I'm going to go see Cavs.
You are correct. The Cleveland Cavs. And of course, your cousin Ryan McKee wrote this episode. So is there home cooking? Is there hashtag collusion? We'll have to look into this. Unless, you know, there is a complete disaster in Cleveland, which never rule that out in Cleveland. They're going to cash that 21.5 game win total. Especially they got that Colin Sexton, Darius Garland, AKA Sexland, their nickname, going in the backcourt. Okay, Rod, you're up again. This category is $1 million. The winning entry for Sunday's DraftKings Millionaire Maker included five players from which team? the Browns, the Steelers, the Ravens, or the Titans?
Man, I got to tell you, I don't even think the Ravens had five players that scored enough points for that. I think we're going to go Cleveland on this one.
You had the right game, Rod. Wrong team. Ben Roethlisberger might have lost the last playoff game of his career, but he went on top, scoring the DFS, top scoring DFS quarterback for wild card weekend. Kind of like Mitch Trubisky, who won MVP, AKA Nickelodeon MVP, because they let the kids vote for that. Matt, your final category is called Men Rolling Around Together. Before the 2020 NCAA Wrestling Championships were canceled, which of these, and sorry, this is for Matt, which of these schools had the longest odds to win March Madness, as it's called? Is it A, Oklahoma State, B, Minnesota, C, Wisconsin, or D, Lehigh? Who of these schools longest odds to take down March Madness? Madness.
You know, I'm going to go with Wisconsin.
That is incorrect, Matt. The correct answer is Minnesota at 100-1. And we're just a couple ways or a couple months away from you referring yourself as March Madness. Feel free to use that one. All right. What do we got here? It's
wild card, bitches.
That's right. Time for the wild card round. Totally random questions worth 20 points each. Rod, back to you. Tom Brady has had his share of playoff highlights, but which of these infamous playoff moments in NFL history did Brady watch live as a four-year-old football fan in the stands? Is it A, the play, B, the drive, C, the fumble, D, the hand of God? Which playoff moment did Brady witness live as a four-year-old?
As a four-year-old, I know we're right around the same age. He lived in the Bay Area, so I'm going to say the catch.
Okay, I'm going to give you the answers again. The play, the drive, the fumble, the hand of God.
Oh, the play, the drive, the hand. Okay, I thought you said the catch.
No, sorry, the play. So some would argue that you're warm, Rod. I'll give you that one. The play, the drive, the fumble, or the hand of God.
Fine. We'll go with the drive.
All right. It's actually the play. So, but you know what? I thought it was the catch as well, but Brady, he actually attended the 1981 NFC Championship game against the Dallas Cowboys, in which Montana threw the, you know what? I'm going to give you this one. You called it the catch to Dwight Clark. I think that's what we were going for. So I'm going to give you the points there, Matt. You made Colin Morikawa as a DFS best bet this weekend in the Sony Open. But can you tell me which of these people has caddied for Colin in PGA tournaments? A, his dad, B, his sister, C, his girlfriend, D, his accountant, who has worked also as Colin's caddy.
You know what? I'm pretty sure it's C, his girlfriend.
That is correct. Catherine Zhu played 4 years at Pepperdine, carried his bag 18 holes at a time. Well, tell ya, if I want my wife to carry my bag, I got to buy her dinner first. Congrats, Colin. All right. After round one, let's take a look at the scores. Matt, you are in the lead with 30, and Rod following nipping at his heel with 20 points. Okay. Now we're going to take a look at the, your scores from last week. When Rod, what did you give out as your lock, dog, and tease?
Well, I tell you, I went with my lock, Buffalo 6.5, Buffalo 1. But for whatever reason, Indianapolis decided to cover. So blew that one there. I really thought that was going to be a lot more of a swing. For the dog, I tossed out Cleveland 5.5. And boy, I got to tell you, that was a good dog pick right there.
Yep. Yeah. Cleveland money line at +220. So we're giving you credit for that. And how about your tease?
When I figured out how to make it, it worked, actually. I took Chicago at plus 16 against the Saints, and then Washington teased them up to 15, and thankfully they made those both. So,
wow. Well, congratulations, Rod. Your second ever tease, and it paid off. Miraculous backdoor tease by the Bears there. So enjoy that one. And Matt, you got to love his Browns pick there, taking that plus 220. So 75 units, and then you throw that into your round one total. You're sitting at 95 units going into the final round. Matt, how about you? Who was your lock, dog, and tease from last week?
So my lock was Baker Mayfield over 19 and a half completions. We attacked Pittsburgh with short passing. The guy's a complete stud. Lock. All right. He's late. He's, you know, focused in, feeling dangerous. That was a lock. Similar paths with my dog. You can almost call it two locks in this one because I went Browns money line. Easy, you know. And then finished up with my teaser. I had Ohio State plus 14 and a half over Alabama, and then the Nets minus 4 against Oklahoma City. Didn't cover, obviously. Ohio State blew it that night.
Yeah. But you went all in on Ohio, and it paid off for the most part. You had Baker and the Browns. Obviously that came through. Ohio State got killed by Alabama. I don't know. I'd suggest listening to the podcast because I gave out Alabama. That said though, you did earn 86 units. So that brings you to a whopping 116. We still have some more units up for grabs. I don't know if we're legally allowed to say that, but now time to defend your bad beat. Whoever gives the most convincing excuse on why it wasn't your fault, your pick shit the bed, wins 10 units. But again, you only have 15 seconds. Rod, everyone, including myself, was on Buffalo. Should have been a red flag. Letdown spot as far as the against the spread. Why did you lock up the Buffalo Bills?
Well, I tell you, if anybody in the world was going to romp all over Phillip Rivers, it had to be Josh Allen. You figure Rivers is probably tired at this point. He really does have 1,600 kids to look after. I didn't think he was going to come out as strong in that game, but obviously he did, and he had some support with him. And I don't know, Buffalo, maybe they had a little bit too much of a high.
All right, that's it on the time. Compelling case, Rod. The judges will evaluate that. All right, Matt. You're about to go on the clock. What were you thinking putting Ohio State in a tease against Alabama? Please defend this awful pick.
So you know what? When I picked Ohio State, I didn't know they were playing Alabama and God. All right. They got attacked by COVID. Trey Sermon went out in the first quarter. It was, you know, out of my hands. So all I can do is go to church next week and hope for better luck next Sunday.
Wow, invoking the Lord's name when involved in a two-team teaser. I don't know about that. The God, you know, God works in mysterious ways, but Alabama, there was nothing mysterious about that cover, and you went against my pick. Therefore, Rod, you are the winner of the bonus points. So we're looking at Matt right now with 116. Rod nipping at his heels with 105. This is a high-scoring affair, a shootout, run and gun. Hopefully you took the over on these two contestants. Okay, now it's time, the moment everyone's been waiting for. Time to truly let it ride with this weekend's picks. Okay, Matt, you're in the lead with 116. Give us your bets for this weekend.
All right, so my biggest lock of the weekend, I'm going 80 units on the over Browns, Kansas City. They're going to score 80 points that game. You know, we could have five defenders cover Tyreek Hill and it still wouldn't work. So I'm going to go 80 units there. And then I'm also going to parlay 10 units on the over Browns money line. And then put the rest of the units on Colin Morikawa, top five Sony Open.
Oh, wow. All right. So you got a little bit of everything there. Although I got to call you out. Why not put all 116 on the Cleveland Browns? No one believes you could put Rod in an early grave. Okay, Rod. You know, oh, sorry. Wait.
Nope. Good.
You're good. All right, Rod, 105 units up for grabs for you this week. What are we getting down on NFL division weekend? What do we like?
All right. Well, we are going to throw 50 on the lock, which I believe is going to be Green Bay. I'm taking the money line on that one. I'm just fearing a closer game than most people are giving it, so I don't want to put any against the spread on that one. So 50 there. I'm going to put, 25 on the dog, which is the Bucks plus 3. That'll be my dog for the weekend. And then I'm going to two-team tease this because I learned how. I mean, like Kyle, I'm just going to love it until it kicks me off. I'm going to throw the last, 35. I'm going to tease Cleveland to plus 16 because, you know, I know that Kansas City is going to come out swinging. But Cleveland, if they're going to score 80, then, you know, they'll get within 16. And then I'll tease Baltimore to plus 8. So that'll be my two-team tease right there.
Okay, two-team tease. Ken, I've never heard of a two-team tease until I started hosting this show. Thank you guys for introducing me to the two-team tease. Thank you guys for tuning in to Let It Ride. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel and check out sportsgamblingpodcast.com for all our free picks and coverage. For Let It Ride, this is Sean Green reminding you to help control the betting public, have your degens spayed or neutered.
You don't have a problem, no need to feel lonely. Everyone is family when it's degens only. Making picks to get you off the schneid. It's time.